السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل نفس ذائقة الموت، وقال تبارك وتعالى: كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: تحفة المؤمن الموت. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اذكروا محاسن موتاكم. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد، بشير نذير هاشمي مكرم، عتوف الرؤوف من يسمى بأحمد، لسيد الدرو الشريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد واصحابه وبارك وسلم. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. All praises due to Allah تبارک و تعالی, our creator, sustainer, master, nourisher of the worlds. May durood and salam, peace and salutations descend upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his beloved family and companions. Brothers in Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us with iman, die with iman, and rise on the day of qiyamah with those who have iman. It is the mubarak day of Jumu'ah. May Allah grant us the barakat of Jumu'ah. It is the mubarak assembly of the Salatul Jumu'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us our sins and purify our hearts and keep us with iman on this mubarak day of Jumu'ah. The last Jumu'ah, so many people were above the ground. This Jumu'ah, they're beneath the ground. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill the qabr with noor. Every day we receive an SMS, somebody has passed away. Or we come to the masjid, we see on the mosque notice board that a janaza notice is there. But do we take a lesson? Few weeks ago, I was asked to make Jumu'ah. Then we had a guest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them. I wanted to speak on the importance of Islamic education. Today I decided to speak about maut, death. Not to frighten anybody, but a reminder for myself and everyone. May Allah give me tawfiq to make amal and take a lesson, and all of us inshallah. Many, many ayat in the Quran Kareem, from the 700 ayat of ahkam, rules and regulation, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has mentioned two or three ayat specifically discussing maut, death. Inevitable, whether we like it or not, it is going to come to us. In fact, we don't realize, this morning, Israel alayhi salatu wasalam visited our homes. Every morning he comes in the hadith, morning and evening. One narration says, every morning it comes to our house, looks at the dwellers of the house. Is this person's time up? Is this person's time up? It says, I will come back. What preparation are you doing? On the 15th of Shaban, last year, the entire list were given to the Malaika that this is the deathless and this is the birthless. How much of stock have we taken on the death of our family member, a fellow musalli, a neighbor, or somebody in our midst? Haven't we lost anybody in our society? Haven't we lost somebody in our family? A few days of mourning, 3 days is official mourning. After that we have a few days of tilawat of Quran. The ladies have to sit in iddah and then it's forgotten. No, brothers. This week, just yesterday, we lost a great alim, the Shaykh al-Hadith of Darul Uloom Deoband, Hazrat Mufti Nazir Ahmad Khan Sahib, rahimahullah, may Allah fill his qabr with noor. Irreplaceable walking library. So many ulama in the past few months have passed away. A great Qari, Qari Abdul Halim Sahib of Bin Nuri town, an alim which we met just last Ramadan when we were there. 10 paras a day he used to recite from Tahajjud Salah right till Awwabin Salah, including the Sunnats and Nafil. 10 paras a day only in the Nafil Salat, leave alone the Tilawat out of Salah. 10 paras a day every 3 days making a khatam of Quran, subhanallah. May Allah fill his qabr with noor. Ulama are passing away. Good people are passing away. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, reflect, ponder, irreplaceable, no replacement. But as a consolant, and we condole, and we support, and we should also support the bereaved family. And how do we do it? Just picture the scene. Normally in Rabiul Awwal, we talk about the beloved seerah. We talk about the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But do we reflect on the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The subject is very long. But briefly, 17 days after the Hajj, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back. Deen was complete. Islam was perfected. Sahaba were perturbed and perplexed. One surah was revealed in Madinatul Munawwara. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Fatima, and Sayyidina Umm al-Mu'minin Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala, where the only 3 understood the meaning. Surah Idha Ja'a Nasrullahi wal-Fat, wa ra'ayta an-nas yadkhuluna fi deenillahi afwaja, fasabbih bihamdi rabbika wastaghfir, innahu kana tawwaba. We read the surah, we know the meaning of the surah. Did we ponder what lesson did it give? Sahaba recited the surah. And then came the month of Muharram. Hajj was in Zilhijjah. Then Safar. And in the month of Safar, this is the month wherein Nabi Pak alayhi salatu salam became ill. Commentators write that 2 years prior to that, he was poisoned by a Jewess, a female Jew. And she put some poison in the meat and Nabi Sassam ate that meat. And because of that, we say it is the wisdom of Allah. Age of 63, completing Nubuwa for 23 years, Quran being revealed 124,000 times, Jibreel alayhi salatu salam visited Nabi Pak alayhi salatu salam, bringing revelation which we call Quran-e-Kareem. Did we value the Quran? Did we take a lesson ever to read the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? For 17 days, Nabi Pak alayhi salatu salam from the month of Safar became ill. Fever upon fever. When a person becomes weak, we all went through flu. We went through some ailment in our life. How do we feel? They say, I have no energy. Oh doctor, give me some strength. Give me vitamins. And brothers, Malakul Maut comes. Your energy is gone. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew now. His time is up. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam deputed Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu as the Imam of Masjidur Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zadahumullahu sharafa. May Allah protect Haramain Sharifain in Masjid Al-Aqsa. May Allah take us to Hajj and Umrah. May Allah accept the suffer of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib. At the moment he's in Makkah. Allah Pak give him long life, good health. Hazrat Hakim Sahib also is not well. Allah Ta'ala, Arif Billah, Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, our Shaykh, Allah give him long life, good health. All the ulama that are sick, Allah give them long life, good health. This is it. Sahaba are all in Madinah Munawwara. One sahabi informs the other sahabi. When we hear suddenly somebody is sick, we go and visit our neighbor, family member. And do it your duty. You visit a sick person in the morning. 70,000 angels make dua and maghfirat for you in the morning till the evening. Subhanallah. One sunnah. You do it in the evening. Till the morning, 70,000 malaika make dua and maghfirat for just visiting a sick person. Give him encouragement. Read the masnoon dua. Fulfill this one sunnah. Inshallah, we're going to do it. Inshallah. I've taught you one sunnah. Pass the message on. Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam deputes Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu as the imam of Masjidur Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He leads the salah, and in the salah he falls unconscious. Gets up and performs the salah. Not 1, 2,
3 days, so many days, Rasulullah s.a.w. cannot even come to the Masjid Nabi. Right next door, where Hazrat Fatima, Aisha radiallahu anha's room was, that is now part of Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Nabi s.a.w. is buried, that was a small curtain there, that was the door into the Masjid. He is to peep during Salah time, Safs are straight. And at one point he says, "Oh Ali, hold my hand, take me towards Salah. Take me towards the Salah." Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam would fever. Seeing Abu Bakr in Salah, he makes dua. "Oh Allah, I fulfill my responsibility." And the dua that he made at Arafat, "Hal ballagta, I have conveyed my message to the Ummah." Brothers in Islam, read the history. Islamic history was not written with the pen. Islamic history was written with blood and tears. Read the story of Shuhada and you will cry, Sayyid al-Shuhada Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Why did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam give him the title of Sayyid al-Shuhada? He cut his body into pieces for the deen of Allah. What are we doing? Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam comes to the salah. Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu moves. He pushes him back, be the imam. The Nabi of Allah is the imam of the time. But when the Nabi of Allah deputes, the Nabi of Allah is preparing somebody to take over. And this was the message given. That if somebody passes away, the others cannot fulfill that shoe. We don't have the right and the haq. There is a big vacuum. So many scholars of deen in different fields have passed on recently. Who fills that shoe? Just the other day we had one musalli pass away. May Allah Ta'ala give sabr to his family. May Allah give him long life, good health. Such a smiling person. Everybody you meet talking about him. Who fulfills that place and that place in the masjid? Musallis are passing away. The beauty of the masjid is not in the musallas, but the musallis, brothers. Understand this. Do we leave a legacy behind? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 17 days in that state of fever. The last few days he cannot even get up, falling unconscious. Seeing and waiting for Israel alayhi salatu wasalam, which we call Malakul Maut, who visits us every day in either two conditions. And Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, As-salah, as-salah, wama malakat aymanukum, guard your salah, and those under your care, our domestics, our people around us, family members, friends who are under our care. Guard them, protect them from the fire of Jahannam. But his parting words were, As-salah, as-salah, guard your salah. Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam passed away, was born in Rabiul Awwal, passed away in Rabiul Awwal. What must have been for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum? One person die in our family or in Durban, we get affected. What about the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu stood up and said, "Who says that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away, I will chop his head." Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu stands up on the minbar, delivers the khutbah, recites the ayat of وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُولِ أَفَإِمْ مَاتَ وَقُتِلًا قَلَبْتُمْ till the end. That the Nabi of Allah has passed away, but the Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of the Nabi of Allah, يَعْلِمُ الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his dhat and sifat, pure being, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Malikul Mulki, Dhul Jalali wal-Ikram is alive with you. Take Allah's name, Allah is with you. Brothers in Islam, this is a very difficult topic. And people don't like to hear this topic. Not to make us all scared. I took a lesson from this when I was reading the seerah. That discuss always the death of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How the Sahaba took it. Some of them said, we're going to leave Islam. And this is the challenge. We have comfort in the qawl of Allah, qawl of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every soul shall taste death. Something very tasty, we like it, mashallah. We want more of it. Something bitter, we take it out. I don't like it. But this death, we are all going to taste. Whichever time, Allah let us die with iman on the kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madina Tayyibah. Even if we can't go to Madina Tayyibah, the niyat should be there. Oh Allah, give me death in Medina. Inshallah, upon your niyat, Allah will give you the ajar. Or maybe if you die in Durban, you will rise up on the day of Qiyamah in Medina Tayyibah, inshallah. Do the amal of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is a waqia story written that Malakul Maut takes two forms. He comes in a very handsome form to somebody that's good and pious. With 500 angels. We haven't seen an angel. But very soon we're going to be touched by an angel. We got angels following us, protecting us from all sides. But one angel we're going to meet, after that we can't talk. Understand this. His name is Malakul Maut. Israel alayhi salatu wasalam. And angels, لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. They do not disobey Allah. At that precise moment, they take the life of that person. 200,000 people disappeared from the face of the earth in Haiti. One earthquake. One whole plane crashes. 1,000 people are gone. 500 people are gone. Brothers in Islam, what lesson are we taking? Allah is Khalik. Allah is Malik. Allah is Razik. Allah is showing His power and His might. And Allah shows His Rahman and Rahim also. What lesson have we taken from the death of somebody? So he comes in a beautiful form. Handsome looking person with beautifully dressed, combed hair, everything. And he says, I have come to take your life. A pious person says, I have been waiting for you. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, somebody asked him, why are you crying? He said, I am waiting for Malakul Maut. Where is your coffin? I am wearing my coffin and walking around. Are we ready to die now? Think about it. We came to the house of Allah. Fortunate are those that pass away in sajda. A month ago, a brother went from Pakistan, came into Masjid Nabawi to pay salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At Zohar salat or at Maghrib salat, one of the salat, he falls in sajda, never to rise. What a beautiful death. People go for hajj. They never come back. Their hajj is written till the day of Qiyamah. This is the desire should be in our heart, that I die a shaheed wherever I am. Allahumma arzuqna shahadatan fi sabilik wa amitna fi baladi habibik. This was the dua of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu anhu. And you don't have to go into the battlefield to become a shaheed. Your jihad is your jihadun nafs. You can be driving a car, but you're taking the name of Allah and sitting in the car. And if an accident takes place, you die a shaheed. You could be swimming in the sea and you drown, you can die a shaheed. You are in the house of Allah, you die a shaheed. You are learning and teaching, you die a shaheed. So many good acts. A lady giving birth and passes away, that's a die mort of a shaheed. Various categories of shuhada, we're not going into that. I am talking about Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But he says, Ya Abu Huraira, O Abu Huraira, that was his pen name. His original name was Abdul Rahman ibn As-Sakhr. Only 4 years accepted Islam. He reports 5,374 ahadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in 4 years. How many hadiths have I memorized? Have I learned the names of Allah? Have I learned the names of Sahaba? But we worried about all the names of the soccer teams, of the players and whatever it is. What is the condition of our iman? Ya Abu Huraira, ta'allamu al-Qur'an wa 'allimhu an-nas. He was a person who used to write the hadith. Member of the Ashabu Sufa, sitting on the platform in Masjid Nabawi. Very weak Sahabi. Sahabi of feeble nature, no food, no clothes. But yet Nabi Sallam told him, learn and teach the Quran. وَلَا تَزَالُ كَذَالِكَ. And don't give up. حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْمَوْتِ. Until death overtakes you. فَإِنْ أَتَاكَ الْمَوْتِ. And when death overtakes you, وَأَنْتَ كَذَلِكَ, you are in the state of learning and teaching Quran. I want to give you this reward today, inshallah. حَجَّتِ الْمَلَائِكَ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِكَ كَمَا يَحُجُّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِلَىٰ بَيْتِ اللَّهِ الْحَرَامِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, when you are involved in learning and teaching Quran, and you remain steadfast on this, and you die in this position, then malaika, Allah will send angels of mercy to make tawaf of your qabr, to visit your qabr till the day of Qiyamah, just as the hujjaj visit Baytullah, subhanallah. Do we want this virtue, inshallah? Make our houses, make our masajid, our marketplaces into environment of learning and teaching Quran. Each one of us know a few verses of the Quran. Learn and teach the Quran. At least recite some Quran in the morning. Read Ayatul Kursi. Read Surah Yasin. All these things. Not when somebody passed away. When you are alive. That is why it is said that when a person passes away, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Tuhfatul mu'min al-maut. His gift from Allah is death. He was looking forward to it. He did so many good actions. He's now prepared. And when somebody pass away, uzkuru mahasina mautakum. Talk about the good. Do not pick faults about somebody that has passed on. We have this tendency to pick about people. Talk the good about people. And one hadith I want to leave you behind, which we can do from now. إِذَا مَاتَ الْعَبْدِ إِن قَتَلَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِن ثَلَاثٍ. When somebody passes away, every action of his ceases. You got time for amal now. The currency of the hereafter is amal. Amal is saliha, good actions. إِلَّا مِن ثَلَاثٍ, except three things. إِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ. He imparts some knowledge to somebody and people benefit through that knowledge. Ulama write that you can impart knowledge by teaching somebody one ayah, one hadith. Inshallah, I taught you the sunnah of visiting the sick. You will pass it on. Inshallah, that will be recurring sawab for that, inshallah. Also, learn one masla every day. Learn one sunnah every day. Practice it, teach it at home, and go out and impart that knowledge. You can also be involved in this ilmun yuntafa'u bihi. Two, waladin salihin yad'u lahu. This person has passed on. He or she leaves behind a pious child. We make dua. We are happy when the child is born. But do we make the tarbiyat of our children? Are we worried about what are the worldly needs or the spiritual needs? Waladin salihin yad'u lahu is mentioned that when you die, you leave behind a pious child. Inshallah, that will make dua a maghfirat for you. He will go to the Kabristan. My father made me an alim and a qari and a mufti. Today I will recite Yasin for him. This is what we want. And when he goes to the Kabristan and makes dua, the people of the Kabristan keep on making dua. Oh Allah, give him long life. He is sending flowers for us every day reciting Yasin. Not putting flowers physically. The flowers be a recitation of Qur'an-i Kareem. That will help. Surah Takasur, Surah Ikhlas. If you think of somebody deceased, recite three times Surah Ikhlas, you will get the sawab of one Qur'an. You recite one Yasin, you get the sawab of 10 Qur'an, subhanallah. So may Allah make our children the coolness of our eyes, and make them obedient, and make them waladin salihin yad'u lahu, inshallah. And if we have caused our inconvenience to our parents, this is the time we ask for maaf. And we make dua and maghfirat for them. If they have passed on, this is what we should do. Ilmun yuntafa'u bihi. Waladin salihin yad'u lahu. And the third thing is sadaqatin jariyah. Give sadaqah jariyah. Donate towards institutions, masjid, building, madrasa, wells, orphans, destitutes, needy. This is sadaqah jariyah. You will pass away. On the day of Qiyamah, you will find lumps and lumps of good a'mal to accrue to your account. And you say, Ya Allah, where all this came? This is just the reward of your sadaqah. You did not become an alim, but you helped an institution. That person became an alim. And thousands of ulama came through him. And how many people benefited? So the topic of death is long. And what preparation have we done? This is what? Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. This is what we should reflect. Don't go home, eat your dal and rice and it's over. The talk was very nice. They spoke about something about death. What preparation am I going to do? Am I filling the masjid, the house of Allah? Every day, what akhlaq am I leaving behind? What legacy am I leaving behind? That people must remember me with the good name. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant jannatul firdaus to all our asatiza, family members, friends who have passed away. Allah, fill the qabr with noor. Let us keep on sending isale sawab to them. That inshallah, today we will send for them. When we die, somebody will send for us, inshallah. All those who are sick, Allah, give them shifa. One announcement I want to make is that, brothers, be mindful we do not obstruct the traffic. The other night there was a janaza and somebody has an emergency. So please do not cause inconvenience to anybody, Muslim or non-Muslim. And there was a very difficult situation for us. We should show our akhlaq to the non-Muslim so that they come into Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all, keep us with iman, die with iman, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us our last kalam of la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.